Wheat and cattle markets find pressure with corn soybeans mixed on Tuesday trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for our market wrap-up, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, I know the wheat market's under some pressure. Corn beans kind of chop it around. It just felt like this market kind of was drifting a bit coming out of the holiday weekend.
Yeah, I think so. The post-holiday trade, you know, both grains and livestock is profit-taking by the longs. That's kind of the story of the day coming out of the long weekend, Jesse. For the grains, not enough weather to keep the supply bowl running. I think that's the best way to categorize the wheat market, especially. Maybe a little bit more uncertainty in the corn and beans as we get ready for not just crop conditions in terms of planting pace and emergence pace. But we'll also get our first corn condition number for the year, for this new crop year. The Bloomberg number is 73% average in terms of good to excellent. The range is pretty wide, 64 to 78%. That will probably be a number that the trade pings off of in the overnight trade, Globex trade, Tuesday night, if it's on either side of the extremes on those ranges. But you had the wheat market really seeing a very nice rain most of the weekend for the hard red wheat belt, going to be followed up in the forecast for another good rain. And so we put into jeopardy last week's lows of that 524.5 level in soft red wheat. Got about 3 cents from it as we went into Tuesday's close. That's going to be a big number to me.
Well, I've heard some chatter as well, some global pressure with weather on these wheat markets as well. Maybe that combining with the U.S. weather here a little bit just to add to some of the sell pressure coming out of the holiday.
I agree. I think the Black Sea is looking a little bit more favorable. China is looking a little bit more favorable, but not as much as I think maybe the trade's trying to get away with at this point. And what I mean by that is it looks like Russia and Ukraine will cool down. There will be some rains around. Not sure if it's going to be great coverage for the Chinese weather market and the wheat belt over there. Looks like a cool down for now, but not a lot of rains. And what I noticed in the midday updates on some of the other models that I look at is maybe the heat returning to key provinces such as Henan and getting back into the 90 degree range as we get to the very end of the 14-day model outlook. So that's something I think we'll want to keep in mind as we close out this month and get ready to go into June. I'm inclined to think without any kind of spark like that, though, we probably have the weather run in the wheat, and the market's going to have to find out when we get the harvesters and get the combines in the fields in another 30 or so days in the Northern Hemisphere that the crop's probably not there, and they're going to have to rebuild probably some of the supply shortfall as we think about, you know, whether we're going to have strong demand all the way through the middle of the year or not.
How about over in that cattle complex? Been quite an interesting day there on Tuesday. I know the on-feed report was about as neutral as you could get on Friday, I would say, yet we started slightly higher and then had a fairly big sell-off in futures here through Tuesday. We got some of that back, but what are you watching in this cattle trade, Mike?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there were some rumors that I'd heard from another colleague about the screwworm potentially being in this country. I don't even want to talk about it at this point because I don't think it's worth talking about. I think that maybe got into the trade, but not sure if it did. I tend to feel like that the funds who are so heavily long right now in the commitment of traders, you're right. It was mostly a neutral report. Cold storage was probably slightly friendly, if you ask me. But did the numbers do anything to feed the bull? I doubt it, except for maybe the marketing's number when it came to the fat cattle, with those marketing's being up on the top end of the high range of estimates. So I would say post-holiday trade, it's just one of those good old-fashioned profit-taking days. Let's test technical support. Let's test some of the longer-term trends, potentially, and then let's see if cash develops here at the end of the week. As we found out that Packers were probably going into the long holiday weekend still short bought. So I'm not going to say this is the top. I'm not going to say this is the bottom. I think this is one of those markets where you watch the 295 level in August feeders. That's a key support level. If we would take that out on a weekly close, I'd start to get nervous if the cash market didn't come back in.
And finally, in those outside markets, we see the stock market, the Dow up sharply, the dollar is up as well. Sounds like the European Union wants to, quote unquote, fast track talks with the U.S. in regards to tariffs and more. I mean, looking at things like that in the weekend, the news headlines didn't really flow too badly, I would say, but it just feels like a risk on day in the outside markets.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is where they're taking the pressure out of the tariff mindset. In other words, stocks rallying and the dollar rallying, those are both indications that the trade's less worried about tariffs. It's good for the livestock and that Wall Street is rallying. Probably helped us come around in the fat cattle as well as we closed out Tuesday's trade. The dollar strength, though, probably also weighing on the wheat a little bit. And I would say one of the big things to be watching as we close out this week and get into next week is what does President Trump and the Trump administration potentially do as far as increased sanctions on Russia? Does that change the dynamic of the crude oil market? Does it weaken the ruble again and hurt us when it comes to the currency markets even more? So something that probably we need to be watching now that we've got some of this new news.
All right, Mike, if folks want to reach out to you for a conversation there at Global Commodity Analytics, what's the best way?
GlobalComResearch.com is the best way to go about it. GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. You can sign up for a free 2-week trial.
Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Thanks for joining us here on today's market wrap-up. We appreciate it.
Have a great week, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
And always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. That is going to do it for our market wrap-up for Tuesday, May 27th, here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.